guys. Welcome to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. This week, I wanted to have a chat with all of my mama bears out there because Mother's Day is this weekend, and I just want to have a chat because every mom is different in how they feel about Mother's Day. There are some, I know for me, now that, I've obviously gone through a divorce, I'm sure by now you guys all know my story, but being divorced, being a single mom, being in a relationship mom, I feel like I've kind of experienced it all, being a stepmom and having those kids with me on Mother's Day. And just, I think I've honestly checked off every single box in terms of what you can possibly experience. I know there are plenty of you out there that today is the first day, you know, the first Mother's Day without your mom. You know, unfortunately, a lot of you have maybe even lost your mom throughout this last year, and this is a really tough day for you. Maybe you're trying to have a baby and you're really struggling, and this is like a reminder of that. Maybe you don't even talk to your mom because she's really toxic and unhealthy and you don't even have a relationship with her. So there's so many different situations that I think just that we face sometimes. And so for me, as my phone just like beeps, there we go. For me, I know that Mother's Day in the past has been something that was honestly really painful. I remember I've never had a Mother's Day with my son and my ex-husband, never. Because the minute I had my son in December, he asked me for a divorce a month after. He moved out when Ryan was 3 months. So now we're talking, Ryan's born in December, January, he asked me for a divorce. By March, he's moved out. So when May came around and Mother's Day happened, I remember he got me a little something, but it was so sad. I remember just crying like the whole day because I'm like, what the freak is happening to my life right now? Like, so we've all gone through things. I had plenty of years where I was the single mom and, you know, Ryan was a baby, so he couldn't really make me the present or, you know, even say Happy Mother's Day. He wasn't even aware that it was Mother's Day. There were years where my mom played the husband role and, you know, got the gift and did all the nice things. And while that's incredibly thoughtful and I'm so glad that I have her and yada, yada, we can play that game. It's sad, right? Like no one wants their mom like playing that role because that's not how it was supposed to go down. When you go out for dinner and you see like all these families and the pictures and the gloating about how my wife is just so incredibly amazing and she's the best mother ever. And you're just like, okay, yep, no one's really doing that for me. And I'm alone on Mother's Day today and I'm at the playground with my son and that's it. That's my Mother's Day. So it's such a weird holiday. There are some moms that honestly want to be left alone. They don't even want to spend time with their kids on Mother's Day. So for me, I think I've had every situation and I know that where I struggled the most was, if I'm going to be completely honest, was the idea of what I thought my life was going to be and having to like face certain realities. No one wants to be a single mom. No one wants to spend Mother's Day not as a family. And then there are some years where it's like, okay, I'm in the family. I have the marriage and it sucks, right? And I'm in a horrible relationship and I want to get the hell out of it. Then there are the Mother's Days where you're mourning like, okay, my kids are way older now and I don't even get to see them on Mother's Day. So I wanted this to just be like a quick, short rant for you guys because I feel like sometimes we just need the reminder that Mother's Day, yes, by all means, if you want to spend it with your kids, great. If you don't, whatever, no judgment. Like if you can't see your children because they live, you know, in a different part of the world or country, then, you know, maybe you just have like a little FaceTime Zoom lunch session. Maybe your relationship is a little estranged right now with your kids. Maybe you don't have a good relationship with the kids for some reason. So maybe you've lost a child. The list goes on and on and on. But this is not really about any of those things. This is actually supposed to be about you celebrating you. This is not about having a man in your life that showers you with flowers and, you know, brings your coffee in bed. This is definitely not about taking the picture perfect, you know, photograph today of like you and the family and the kids are all well behaved. And because here's the thing, when you look at a photo, you don't see what's behind that photo. You don't see the tantrums. You don't see the trauma. You don't see the argument. You don't see how you felt this morning. Like, you don't see any of that. So please don't go on social media and buy into the facades that social media, you know, gives us, that everything is just perfect and everyone has the best life ever and I'm the one that's really, really struggling. I want you to, this is all about celebrating you. This is only about celebrating you as a mother, what you have done in the past, what you'll probably do in the future, what you've done over the last year, how you've sacrificed. And you being a mother is not always just to your kids. Sometimes we're mothers to our stepkids. Sometimes we're mothers to our neighbor or our friend or a niece. Or this is about just celebrating you as a woman and how you mother people and how you take care of people. So you do not need the validation of a man in your life. You do not need the validation of, you know, your child making you the macaroni necklace or making you the handmade card. You do not need the validation of your teenager telling you, oh my God, you're the most amazing mom I've ever had, you know, I'll ever have, and da da da, and going on and on and on about you. You don't need any of that. This is actually supposed to be your day where you validate you and where you celebrate you and where you give yourself a pat on the back. This is not about worrying about your future, dreading over the fact that you're going through this divorce or this breakup. Now, by all means, if you need to cry, cry. I'm not going to say like, don't cry, don't feel anything sad. Like, just validate yourself today. Like, girl power. No, it feel, girl, like feel it. I had plenty years where I burst into tears and I'm with my son, you know? And then of course, I think the sadness or that comparison that I had to where I thought my life was going to be versus where it is, I think that did slowly fade because I tried to always be very present with Ryan and just be with him and just know how fortunate I was to be a mom. I only have one child. I thought I was going to actually have more than one child. I mean, I have two stepsons, even though like legally we're not married, but I mean, I've been in their life for like 6 or 7 years now. So I consider them my stepkids. And I don't know, for me, I feel like the struggle always was the comparison of where my life was versus where I wanted it to be. And if I kind of left that story off to the side for a minute and just took today to just celebrate like all the good things that I do for my child, for my stepkids, for my mom, for whoever it is that I love and nurture and mother in any way, and just kind of celebrate me as a woman sometimes, I think that's what this is supposed to be about. This isn't really about us crying because we're going through a divorce. I mean, yeah, if you need to, by all means, I had to for sure. But then you also have to remember, like, you have to remind yourself of that deeper perspective on what today is actually supposed to be about. And understanding that, I don't know, I just feel like there are some years where it doesn't look the way you thought it was going to look. I gotta be honest, I don't know if there's ever a time where it looks exactly the way you thought it was going to look. So there's, I mean, another topic of conversation in general, but you just kind of have to stay where you are. And the years where it was a mess and it sucked and it was rough and it was hard, then there were years where it was nice and it was great. But if you let all of the outside stuff go, right? Like the divorce, the flowers, the candies, the handmade cards, the, you know, husband that just completely verbally, I love you so much, you're my soulmate, oh my God, this is the best thing, you know, and just goes on and on and on in a card. I think this is really just about you. This isn't about other people validating you. It's about all the things that you do for your kids and how we sacrifice so much. And we want to. Like, I, to a certain extent, right? Like, we're not going to sacrifice everything for everyone. No, we got to take care of ourselves first. But I love being a mom. I adore it. Mother's Day is not about that family unit. And there were a lot of years where I probably let Mother's Day get ruined because, to some extent, because I had this idea in my mind of the way it was supposed to go down. You know what I mean? I mean, even now, like now it's like, okay, well, I'm in a relationship, which is great, but I'm not married and we don't live together full time. And so I don't get to see my stepkids like as much as my boyfriend does, obviously, because we live in two separate houses at times. So it's, you can all, I feel like you could just always pick apart your life and think that it should be better than what it is. And I think there are just the holidays, any holiday at all is just supposed to be about celebrating what it is that you have and not comparing it to what it is that you don't have, or, you know, or celebrating just what you've gone through. Maybe you are really struggling to get pregnant. Maybe you have lost a child and maybe you've lost your mom. Maybe you had a really bad falling out with your mom and you don't speak to her. Like there are, I know, years that are really, really tough. And I'm not going to sit here and say, okay, yeah, you just lost your child over this last year. Well, let's just think about all the times where you were an amazing mom. There are just some Mother's Day where it really is just about grieving and it is about remembering and sharing in those memories and maybe having a chuckle here and there, thinking about your child, thinking about your mom that's no longer here. You know, I truly believe that they're not looking down on you so happy that you're mourning the way that you are. I think they want you to appreciate who you are and what you did for them while they were here. So, I mean, I'm talking to like literally so many different people right now and so many different scenarios. And while, knock on wood, I have not experienced those things, I do know people that have, and I see the struggles that they go through. And I've also, you know, been on the other side where I've had my own Mother's Day struggles, and not every picture is perfect and not every year is going to be rainbows and sunshine. But remember what I said, like today literally is just about validating you. It's about giving yourself the good stuff. It's about filling yourself up. It's definitely not about making dinner. I mean, let's all just keep it real for a second. I want you to think about the restaurant, whatever it is that you want today, like indulge. We are not cleaning. We are not doing laundry. People are picking up for themselves and picking up after themselves. So my 10-year-old will be putting his dishes in the dishwasher today and I will be reminding him of that. And I will ask for someone to maybe get me a snack later on that day. You know what I mean? Like let people dote and wait on you. And it doesn't have to be your kids. Maybe you like aren't going to see your kids today. Well, guess what? Maybe you need to go get your nails done. Maybe you need to go have lunch with a friend. This is just about pouring into you today. Literally, that's all it is. So please, please, please enjoy today. Validate yourself. Feel whatever it is that you need to feel. Grieve. If this is the year where you're grieving, just wholeheartedly love yourself. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Take care.